Imagine you're a project coordinator that just been tasked with assisting your project lead on a project. You and the project lead meet and you begin to attend the project lead's meeting. Then you realize something is a little bit off. Hey, listen, the project is not organized. There's a certain expectation because the project has been in progress for the last 2 months and you're being tasked with the responsibility of just taking meeting minutes, scheduling meetings, as well as following up on action items. But your project lead does not have that real world project management experience, and you can tell. So what now? What documents are important for you to even assist in helping the project lead this project? Should you give up? No. Your boy, he got you covered. If you're new to the episode, I go by the name of ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, that just simply means Ed. I have an 8-point framework, and these 8 points, my goal, my job, my mission today is to unpack today's episode. Now, today's episode is going to be a good one, family, because of the fact of this has actually happened to me. You mind if I share a story with you? You see, what I realized is sometimes you can get on a project and you're excited, and I've shared this before, where you're so excited, you forgot everything that you've learned along the way. Ooh, I like that. Okay, you don't like that one. About this? You can get on a project and you're so excited about what the position entails, but you forgot to do your homework. Well, family, you're rocking with me today. You are here with me today, and I'm going to help you with that homework, because a lot of times, you know, in the world of project management, there are so many documents or artifacts and things you could use along in the journey. And I'm going to talk about 8 of these that I really feel like if you don't know anything about project management, if you don't know, hey, how should I get this project organized? Now, again, there's so many more that you can use. But if I'm giving you the basis of my thesis today to say, if I was given a project as a project coordinator, a project manager, what would be the documents that I would use to understand, or basically to get a project organized, number one, and to lead it effectively? Now, again, there's artifacts out there, or I should say subsidiary type plans, but we're going to focus on some of the things I think is as important. And you tell me what your thoughts are about that. All right. Point number one. Project charter. Listen, family, you know, this project charter documents and really serves as a foundation for the project. It helps align everyone involved. Now, I'm going to say about there's 6 pieces here to the charter that are extremely important. Of course, if we want to go take a deeper dive, there are more pieces that you could say, well, hey, I need to have this, 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 and this. But I'm going to say these 6 is like, if you don't have these 6 on the charter, there's no point of even bringing this artifact out. First of all, is your overview. Let's make it very simple and plain, because you know this is what we do here to help you understand how important this document is. First of all, overview just outlines the project and what is it going to entail. What are the dependencies, and also how are we going to measure that we're winning, aka the success that we're having. Scope. This provides a summary of basically what's in scope, what's important, what's not. How are we going to leverage this? The next one is schedule. Basically, what's the overline? Could you give me an overview at a very high level? What are some of the deliverables? What are some of the milestones that we need to achieve? And then the next item is risk. Basically, what can we anticipate? What are any impediments, roadblocks that may have come along the way? And most of all, a budget. We need to know how much do we have to work with, whether that's a budget, I mean, just entire budget, because sometimes as project managers, we can get caught up on like, oh, is this just for resources? No. We may have to pay vendors. We may have to get equipment. So things of that nature. And then the final and the one of the most, I say this is the foundation. I don't care what anyone says. But it's stakes, making a list of key stakeholders, and not just making a list of them. What is their title? How are they going to help us? Do we have any contact information on them? So again, family, I would recommend creating a project charter with these items. Again, overview, scope, schedule, risk, budget, and stakeholders. And I do want to be clear, crystal clear. There's so much more you can add to the charter, but I am talking about based on my thesis today of what we were saying. If you've just been added to a project, or you've been part of a project for a couple of months, and the project is just out of whack, is not organized, what are the documents that I'm going to use? So that's point number one. Point number two, communication plan. I always talk about in this book, The Magnetic Project Manager. One of the biggest things here that we have to understand is communication and stakeholders are key. If you are unable to communicate effectively, whether that's verbal or written, we're in trouble. So I always say develop a communication plan that outlines the how, when, whom we will communicate throughout the project. And let me tell you how this communication management plan is really going to help you out. Let's say you've documented, hey, okay, we're going to meet with the executives every Friday. We're going to meet with the deliverable teams every, you know, Tuesday, where I'm going to meet with the PMO team. And you have all of this documented. When someone says, hey, I'm not getting the meeting invites. And again, you would put in your communication management plan the resources that are in there, because family, you will always get stakeholders that will all of us lose the meeting. Don't ask me how. Just go with me a little bit here, family. But seriously, we want to develop a communication plan that outlines, again, the how, when, and with whom you will actually communicate with on the project. Let's move on to point number three. This is a very key document as well, or artifact: risk register. Listen, risk register, all this does is identify and document potential risk that could impact the project. Here's an actionable item for you. You want to be able to assess their likelihood, their potential impact, and you want to develop mitigation strategies. Most of all, this is a proactive approach to help you manage risk effectively and efficiently. Point number four, this document or template may shock you that I have this in my top eight here. Create a status report. If I don't have a status report, how am I going to know the achievements that we've been making week over week? How am I going to know where we're at in the project? How am I going to know what is actually going on? So here we go. Create a template for regular status report that includes, watch this family, project updates, issues, any issues that you documented from your issue log, your risk, risk that you've documented from your risk register, and basically next steps. I would also have milestones in there. I would have the project manager's name, a synopsis of the scope, meaning what are we looking to achieve here? And I actually did a full walkthrough of a status. It was more of an executive status report that I know some of you guys are like, hey, we wanted a copy of that. I appreciate that. Still working on the portal for you guys, so you'll be able to get access to that. Because my goal is, when I put these templates together, I want to make sure that this content is so valuable that you should be able to go back and reference if I'm sharing a PowerPoint presentation, to go back and reference that video with the PowerPoint that you will be able to download for free. But I'm working through that, family, so be patient with me. Point number five, issue log. Listen, we all know where a only way it hits the issue log is whether it's already been on your risk register, or sometimes it can skip the risk register and go straight to an issue log. And so this really helps you track and manage issues effectively, maintaining a log of all your issues that arise during the actual project, including, watch this, family, we talk about the issue log so much, or the risk register, but one of the key things we don't really talk about is, when we get a resolution to that issue, are we marking down, or should I say documenting, the resolution? We have to do that, family. All right, let me move on to point number six, project repository. Listen, if we don't have a centralized location, become a roadblock. We become a person or an individual that is holding up other deliverables. So I always recommend, whether that's a SharePoint, whether that's a team site, whether that's Asana, you name it. Basically you want a repository so you can ensure that everyone has access to the latest information. And that way you can have them go fishing instead of you and them counting on you. Like, hey, where are we at on the schedule? The schedule should be always updated. First of all, the schedule should have been baseline. So you shouldn't even, unless there was a change and you had to go through change requests, The schedule is what it is. So anyway, I digress. You'll get me talking about a whole nother thing. But here's the actionable. Establish a central repository for all, I do mean all, project documents, including your plans, reports, your deliverables. Again, so there's a central location where everyone can go and find out where this project is. So if whether you have your status report in one folder, you have your schedule in another one, your issue log, etc. Let's move on to point number 7. Project scope statement. Listen, this document really helps prevent scope creep and ensures everyone is on the same page. If you don't have a scope statement, you're in trouble. I'll just say that. No, but seriously, on a serious note, you want to develop a detailed project scope statement that clearly defines what is included and what is excluded from the project. That is key, family, because if you don't know what is going to be part of this project, if you're not leveraging more of a Scrum framework and is more of a predictive, like a waterfall approach, you need to know what's in this scope statement, you know, from beginning to end. And if anything shifts or changes, we need to follow the proper change management process to ensure we're doing it right. Let's move on to point number 8. Lesson learned, register. Now, I know that this one shocks you because you know why? Project managers don't leverage the lesson learned register effectively. Let me explain why. So with a learned register, most of the time, if my real project managers out there would be honest, they wait until the end of the project. Okay, let's not even talk about them. Let's talk about me. I used to wait until the end of the project and then go around the room and, you know, I'll meet with all the different stakeholders and I'll say, hey, what was some things we could have done better? What did we do well, etc. But what I learned is I missed valuable points along in the journey, because you got to understand, family, a project is really truly a journey, and there's going to be things you learn along the way that you want to document. For instance, I'll give you a good example. Maybe you learned that, hey, when we start the project, maybe we need to ensure that our consultants have access to a certain system. They can extract certain information, and you may not find that out until you're longer on into the project, or you needed certain equipment. And see, let me tell you why this lesson learned register is important. I wish more project managers would share it, you know, basically amongst each other, because it really helps you, project manager. Having the ability to document lessons learned throughout the entire project, it's going to help improve your when you take on your next project. And it's really basic. You're looking for, hey, what worked well, what didn't, and what could we basically improve? Here's my bonus for you, family. Through all of this and through documenting everything, you want to have a proper project closeout report. This closeout report is going to basically be a comprehensive document that summarizes the outcome, assess the failures along in your journey. And then you also want to ensure that all of your documents that you use, so the documents that we talked about, are actually closed out properly. And then here's an actionable tip for you. Keep this for future projects, family, because it's really going to help you as you go out. Let me give you my 3 closing remarks and then I'm done for the day, family. I appreciate your time. Number 1, project start charter. As I advise you guys, a project charter, if we were to really look at it, again, we can go more in depth, we can add more to it, but the basis of it is you want to ensure that you get your project overview. What are we doing? You want to get the scope. What is this project actually going to be about? What are we trying to get out of this project? Stakeholders, schedule, risk, and of course, budget. Point number 2, communication plan. As I stated before, when you develop a communication plan, this outlines when and with whom we're going to have communications with. How are our meetings scheduled for? When are the meeting? When are we connecting to, you know, maybe do a check-in on the lessons learned register or a check-in on any particular document? You want to document this from beginning to end. The reason why, when I say beginning to end, meaning that you want to get the team in there and find out what their communication style is. Because I remember one communication plan I put together, I had some team members, I'll be very transparent, I actually had some leaders to say, hey, listen, it would probably be better if you communicate with me in Teams if you need something, because I get so many emails. We documented that because it was important, because you know, if we needed something as far as the escalation path, he told us, hey, We want to be communicated through Teams because we can get to it faster. I said, no problem. And when we sent the communication plan out, they all agreed. The last and final point is risk register. Listen, family, again, there's more that I could have put on here as my closing remarks. But again, risk register really helps you identify any potential risk that could impact the project. Family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I go by the name of ED. I think this is one of those episodes, family, that I really truly believe you're going to have to listen to over and over again, because you may get put in this position where you're a project manager or you're a project coordinator and you're leading a project that is very unorganized, or you got the project handed over to you that was very unorganized and they're looking to you like, hey, how can we get this project organized? What documents? And again, I could have went through a plethora of documents, but this is the basics. This is, when I say basics, meaning if I walked in, these would be the documents I'll be wanting to use. And then watch this, family, because I don't want you to miss this point. Then I would first find out where they're at, and then I would bring them up with me. And bringing them up with me, now I'm creating a project management plan. Now I'm creating a more detailed Gantt chart. I can go more in depth, but first you got to meet people where they are. And a lot of times what we do as project managers, coordinators, program managers, etc., is that we want to throw literally the whole PMBOK at them and these things. And that doesn't work, because that organization may not be mature enough to be there just yet. And so it's up to you, especially if you're a CAPM or a PMP, you need to meet them where they are and then you bring them up with you. Okay, I'm done with my soapbox. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Again, and I go by